When the warehouse workers gather, you know we gon' be lit. Talking about all matters, dropping that knowledge shit. Cause we get it started, heat the best way. Crack it open with the drink of the day. Then we got Nerd Corner, Josh spitting facts. All types of nerd stuff, all up in the act. But when it comes to females, you know who hit the scene. Ricardo letting you know how we do his thing. Yeah, cause this ain't just some chit chat. Nah, this the Warehouse Rats.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Warehouse Rats podcast. This is season 2, episode 20, and the stars aligned, the planets formed the perfect circle, because Ricardo's here.
Our penises.
Nope.
Aligned.
Sword fighting?
I was thinking more like the whole menstruation aspect of like how women's menstrual cycle aligns.
So are you saying our periods synced up?
I mean, if we had one, yes.
I think they call it menstruation.
So in this case, what would that entail? You know what? I guess that's too.
Yeah, I say we're going down a dark hole already. No pun intended. So tonight we're practicing. Excuse me, our social distancing. So we're doing remote stuff because social distancing is the new cool thing to do.
Yes, it is.
That and wearing masks and getting vaccines.
Yes, it is.
Real quick on vaccines. Funniest thing on TikTok, there's this guy who has autism, and so he's like, maybe I should get the vaccine. He's like, because if vaccines cause autism, I mean, I already have autism, so maybe it's just like a system upgrade. I was like, wow. Oh my god! I'm like, that's funny, but kind of fucked up.
A little bit. I mean, yeah. Sort of. I mean, I guess if he says it, though, it's okay. But if other people say it, it's maybe not as politically correct as you would guess.
Probably not. I assume.
So what are you drinking right there? It looks like you're drinking something fancy from a fancy little cup.
Well, not gonna lie. White whiskey definitely has gotten me on. Almost a whiskey only diet right now. Like, yeah. The last time I bought beer for myself was like maybe a month ago. If anything, I've been buying whiskey since. So I am drinking Mammoth Distilling. It's their Northern Rye whiskey aged 9 years. Right. And wow. It is so good.
Now, I did listen to the last episode, and let's just say, Mr. Whiskey, thank you for dropping in and kind of playing my role. I think you did a fabulous job. You sound a little bit more articulate than I do. However, hashtag, here's the thing, okay? I speak more than one language, and sometimes I forget what I'm talking about. So, yeah, that's about it. So, no, you did good, man. You did good.
Oh, yeah. What are you drinking out of your see-through plastic cup?
No, so I've had vodka in my freezer for quite a bit now, and I haven't had anything to mix it with. Once in a while, I take a shot, and then I think my brother or brothers have like almost finished it. So today I decided, you know what, I'm gonna buy me some White Russian. Ingredients, and I got myself a throwback.
I got you. I say you are a sucker for White Russians.
Pun intended. no pun intended, but yeah.
I got you.
I just got back from the gym, and so I had some fish sticks, not anything else. And then I was like, you know what? Time to set up, man.
I got you. Well, hey, it's been a fucking minute. So cheers, good sir, to season clunk. You know, we can't ding because it's the computer monitor.
I was actually like looking at me.
No, don't do that. Right. So episode 20. Cheers.
Episode 20. No, I made it extra strong because I was like, I poured a little bit, then I was like, you know what? I want this shit to hit hard. So I'm just like, I'm making sure. So yeah, I want this shit to hit hard because I didn't feel like getting up anymore. Once I was like, you know what? Once I sit down, I don't feel like getting up.
I got you.
So I wanted to. Plus, it was like the last bit of the bottle. That's probably like a fourth of it left. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Very nice. No, the last time I went out and bought whiskey, I have one particular whiskey that anytime it's there, I will grab a bottle of it. It's a Buffalo Trace, which I've had a number of times. Mm-hmm. They haven't had it in forever, and I was just like, man, this really sucks because that stuff is awesome. So it was 2 weeks ago. They had a whole bunch of it. I bought two bottles.
Damn.
And so that weekend, I had my my D&D game with my buddies, and I didn't think I drank that much. But let me tell you, I legit had a hangover, and I haven't had a real hangover in a while. I think the last time I had a real one was when we had the tequila sangria stuff forever ago.
Of course, you're going to blame it on
that. That stuff messed me up. But, like, I was, like, I couldn't eat. Like, I tried to have, like a piece of toast. I took one bite, and I spit out that bite. I'm like, nope. I'm like, if I try to swallow this, I'm going to throw up. I was like, that sucks. So I felt terrible the whole day. So I chilled in bed, and I watched television. And I was just like, man, oh, man. But, like, I didn't realize how much, like, because I actually got these really sweet whiskey glasses. I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, not a sponsor. And they're they're whiskey glasses, but they're a little fatter. Compared,
you can't just drop that word like.
They're heavier. They're big boned.
They're fuller.
They're juicy.
Curvier.
They got better curves. They're thick. They're thick. They're thick glasses.
Thicker than thicker.
So, in comparison to the whiskey glasses I have, these ones are a little bigger. But I got two of them for $2. When normally these things sell for like $8 a piece.
Oh, nice.
I got two for $2. I was like, dude, I'm like, hell yeah. But then I also didn't think it through of these things can hold a lot more whiskey, but not really look like it. So, that's dude. Funny. So, like, the next day when I finally, like, I got one bottle I finished off because that was almost gone anyways, and I had put a pretty decent dent in another bottle, and I was like, oh, shit. I mean, no wonder I felt like crap.
Yeah, last night I stayed the night at my parents' house, and because we alternate, like, days to spend older just to, you know, they're older, and it's a big house. Anyways, and they're old. So I made my mom a Bloody Mary, right? Like a virgin Bloody Mary. Right? No alcohol.
Does your mom not drink?
She does, but, well, I didn't have any beer. Now I think about it. So it was just, all it was just Bloody Mary.
So it was like tomato juice? You gave her a V8? Or?
I added some lime and some other little spices here and there, but, and some tonic water, right? But, so I get a big glass, and she's like, oh, I don't want that much. Just, you know, I just want a little bit in a little cup, in a little glass. So I grabbed this glass and I poured it, and it almost like if I would have kept going, it would have filled it up. But it looks so much small. It looks so much smaller than the one that I originally put in there. I was like, holy shit, it's about the same shit anyways.
Well, but, most chain restaurants. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking fast food. There's a particular chain restaurant that somebody actually approved that they had their tall boy glass and then their short glass or whatever. Right. So they had an empty tall boy and then they had a full shorter glass one. Where the tall boy, you pay like extra, like, you know, $2 or whatever. Right. They poured it in and it filled it up perfectly.
Holy shit.
They said unless they bring you the exact same cup but bigger, they're jipping you. You're paying for more because the glass is simply making it look like you're getting more, but you're really not. And I thought that was hilarious.
So, So when I remember, it actually reminds me when I went to DC, well, there with my cousin. We went to the don't say it. I know you want to say it. I wanted to say it too.
We gotta be PC though.
He's super gay.
Sure, that's how you say it.
Okay, so we went to a brewery, right? And so they have, obviously, pretty sure like this, they have it here as well. But they have like the sample ones, and then they got the full ones, and then like the sample ones, if you kind of look at the sample, they're a lot less expensive.
Like the flights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're almost the same size as the full shots. You know what I mean? Like, because they only sell like a certain well, over there, or that one in particular. Mm-hmm. Let's just say they were selling like, let's just say like 8 ounces or whatever, but sometimes they don't even fill it up.
Yeah.
But the shots were like, let's just say 4 ounces, but they're half the price.
I think an average flight is like, I think it's like 5 ounces.
Well, it wasn't a flight though. It was just like kind of like the same size.
I think, right.
For the sample ones.
There was, it's not there anymore, which is kind of a bummer. There was a brewery restaurant in downtown Kalamazoo. I think it was called Gonzo's Big Dog or something.
I went there once.
So did I. I went on my birthday 1 year. And a couple of folks I was with, they got me a flight of a whole bunch of different beers. I mean, and I was kind of surprised about the glasses. I'm like, these seem big for samples. Mm, yeah. But let me tell you, dude. They made some good stuff. Like, they had a cheesecake made with their stout beer. The cheesecake was amazing. Oh, my God. Like, and I'm a sucker for a good cheesecake.
Right.
No fruit or anything on it. Just cheesecake. Straight cheesecake.
So, yesterday, for breakfast, like, I saw this cheesecake in the refrigerator. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have this piece of cheesecake. And I had it for breakfast.
Oh.
It actually kind of the brewery that's in Bangor,
mm-hmm.
they have like the guy there was pretty cool. He was like I think he was like the son's owner,
mm-hmm.
And he was like super knowledgeable about the beer that they brew, whatever. And he was just like, hey, you want a free sample? Like, at a certain point, like, I would have, you know, if I would have tried all of them, I would have been pretty gone by then, because they're strong. I mean, they were actually depending on which one you get, but. You know, he was getting those free samples that it was just like, okay, well, let's try it.
I never say no to a free sample.
I know, right?
Doesn't matter what it is.
Whoa.
Free sample, not like try anything once. There's a difference.
Oh, okay. yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
So what do you have going on for Nerd Corner? Anything in particular? Anything special?
Well, kind of a continuation from what Whiskey and I talked about last week. For those who follow the show, know that we talk a lot about Mandalorian, and that there was a particular actress who was let go from the show due to her tweets and stuff on social media, which had definitely caused some social backlash.
Right.
And there's a lot of talk about cancel culture and all that, and that she was just insensitive and blah, blah, blah. The tweet that really broke the camel's back was, and I'm summarizing, where she made a reference to the Holocaust and used some figures and facts that weren't exactly correct. And it definitely rubbed people the wrong way. I read an article about it, and And they said that her tweet was essentially saying that it is just as hard to be a Republican as it was to be a Jew during the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And that is a oversimplification of what she said.
Right.
Mostly just because I don't want to look it up and read it. So right. So she ended up getting fired from Mandalorian, and that was just a huge thing. Now, it is coming up that the lead actor of The Mandalorian, Pablo Pascal, they're trying to get him fired now because he made not a similar comment, but he definitely made an offhanded comment about the Holocaust a few years ago.
Oh,
so shit. Now they're trying to get him canned. And I'm like, you do realize that he's the show, right? Like, if he goes away, I don't know how they're going to keep the show going. So, like, it just, yeah. I mean, they're going to have to recast him. And it just blows me away that that shit like this is resulting like this. And it's like, you know what? Yes, what she said was probably ill-advised and a bit insensitive, and you know, but she felt like she needed to express herself in that way. Good for her. It too bad it resulted in her getting fired. I'm sure she'll do just fine. She'll move on and blah blah blah. It doesn't matter. But then people are claiming, well, equal rights, equality, because this guy said something similar a few years ago, so he should be fired as well. Now, my question to you is there like a statute of limitations of like when you can say bad stuff and it won't come back to haunt you? Because like, I remember like there was I want to say it was probably about 5 years after I got married. Me and my wife were having an argument about something, and she's like, well, you said this. And I was like, when did I say that? She's like, well, you said it like, you know, in the year or so back. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I couldn't remember I said that. So, I mean, like, especially with people who are in the public eye, like actors and stuff like that. How far back is too far back to be reaching to be like, oh, well, you said this and you should lose your job because of
right,
it.
Right, right. So I generally think that that's a tough thing. That's a very tough thing because I've seen and heard some different people who they go back several years. A good example an example that comes to mind right away is Kevin Hart. I think Kevin Hart a few years ago, might have been like a decade ago or so, I can't remember exactly, but he made some homosexual tweets or I don't know what he did, but he said some things that weren't particularly the best thing to say about homosexual and how he, you know, felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that year he was actually gonna be the host of the Grammys or the Oscars, one or two. I think it was Oscars, mm-hmm. Which was a big thing because I think there's a lot of controversy as far as like the Oscars or the Grammys. They're all the same. How there's a lot of Black people who unfortunately get passed over to host and be part of the or get nominated as, mm-hmm. as well, but so they pretty much went back and then they kind of, you know, in a sense canceled him, where he had to just say, you know what, fuck it, I don't want to host this anymore. I don't want, pretty much we had to go and, you know, go offline for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is definitely a statute of limitation, like you said. What that statute is, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Or statute, not statue. I'll say statue.
Yeah.
what that timeline is, that year is, I don't know, man. It's hard to say, but I think that I generally, especially nowadays, right, because of cancel culture being so prominent, I think mm-hmm. that you definitely have to have a be mindful of what you say and what you post nowadays, because it could be taken out of context, or even if it is mm-hmm. exactly what you feel. Bro, you're especially when you're very well known, like mm-hmm. you're on the spotlight. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And they have all the right to say like, hey, you can't, you know, we don't want to affiliate with you anymore. You know what I mean? Right.
Well, and that's something about this whole situation that's cracked me up, because I love to read comments on stuff just because how crazy people get. Now with this particular instance where this actress got fired, everybody was claiming, oh, this is against her First Amendment rights, going blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, but it's like, hang on, let's take a step back and actually look what that says. All the First Amendment says, essentially, is that the government can't dictate right. what you can say, which is great. However, Disney...
hashtag
here's the thing. Disney is a private company who employed this actress. If they don't like what she says, they can do whatever the fuck they want. Granted, people might be like, hey, she's just speaking her mind. And it's like, we don't give a fuck. It looks bad for us. It looks bad for our brand. So, see ya. Yeah. And, you know, and it's just this thing where people just, they aren't getting it.
Yeah, especially for Disney, for how they want to be perceived as, you know, they want to be perceived as this kid friendly, very like non political, mm-hmm. even though I think that there, you know, there is actually not only say evidence, but there's also been controversy of them being so like, them being kind of, controversial in the mm-hmm. past things that they've done, past programs that they've done and based on certain stereotypes and whatever. But, you know, granted, like moving forward, I think that that's something that they probably do want to avoid is the whole, you know, being affiliated with somebody who thinks that way. And not necessarily just for them, but you got to also think about the sponsors. I mean, the sponsor, if there's any type of sponsorship that there is, I mean, money, man, money rules everything. And if the sponsors don't want to put in the money because of a certain person, hey, we got to get rid of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They very much have an image that they are willing to go above and beyond to protect, which in a business sense, more power to you when you're like, hey, see ya. And I mean, cool. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm one of those people where I'm kind of torn. It's like, should she have lost her job? No. I mean, I personally don't think she should have lost her job. All right. Anybody who gets fired because they said something stupid is ridiculous. Okay. You mean, honestly, they should have given her a slap on the wrist.
Right. Or, let me ask you this. Like, what if Disney, behind the scenes, even though they probably didn't say it or whatever, what if they gave her the ultimatum? Like, hey, like, even though we respect your First Amendment rights, it is portrayed a little bit anti-Semitic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go out to the public and just kind of, you know, apologize or kind of, you know, clarify what your actual feelings are? Or pretty much in a sense, like, hey, I need you to go out there and say, like, hey, I'm sorry about this, and, you know, let's move forward. What if they actually kind of did that, but she said, no, I truly believe that, you know, this is how I feel, and I'm not going to change my mind. Or
then no sympathy. If they gave her the option to go out and apologize and say, hey, you can keep your job if you do this. Right. If she looked at that and said, you know what, that goes against who I am, so no, I'm not going to do that. And they said, okay, there's the door. No sympathy. But at the same time, I kind of like, hey, more power to you, because you're comfortable enough in your own skin to lose a job to be able to say what you want to say.
Right.
Whether it's
right or wrong.
Not necessarily right or wrong, in poor taste.
Right.
What she said in a certain way wasn't technically wrong, it was in poor taste. So maybe she could have made her same point. She could have used other examples.
Right.
I think she used that example in particular to get people's attention. Right. Because as soon as somebody sees Holocaust, they're like, oh, what is it? And, you know, and then it happened.
Right. No, yeah, it's kind of something that like I said before, is like, you know, our former president, how I truly disliked him, and I think that there's a lot of people that dislike him, right?
Mm-hmm.
The comparison of him and, let's just say, somebody who is a tyrant, like, or a kind of a dictator, like, let's just say, Mr. Hitler. Or just to compare them together,
Mr. Hitler.
Sorry, you know,
are we being respectful? I mean,
yeah, we're being respectful. So to compare both of them, you know, to me, even though, like, I in person, I would say, like, they're very similar, but at the end of the day, man, like, Hitler was so much worse, the sense that he killed, you know, millions and millions of people, you know what I mean? So for her to say, It's almost the same as being Jewish back in the day. That's a bit of a stretch.
But see, her point was, or at least what I think her point was more towards, was that during that time, especially, like, you know, during the Holocaust, neighbors were getting pinned against neighbors, and there was all this distrust amongst everybody because some people didn't want to get in trouble because they knew Jews, and they, you know, they just had all this stuff going on. And I think she was trying to get that example where neighbors can't even agree anymore on basic shit. Which in that aspect, I completely agree. I think this country has never, ever been so ununited ever. We can't find one thing the entire country can agree on. I can't even talk. One thing. We can't find one thing that this whole country can agree upon. Not one.
Now, let me ask you this, though, because I feel that nowadays, opinions are... Everybody has a platform. Honestly, we have a platform, right? So opinions are thrown out there a little bit more than they used to be. So if I look at my family, for example, there are some people that I kind of took out of Facebook because I felt like they're being stupid about, you know, like the whole politics. So I had this family member, like, just long story longer, or vice versa. I had this family member that I got into a Facebook fight because she posted something like it sounded like she was a kind of a Trump supporter, right? Even though I think she's more religious. So she kind of was throwing out like this whole religious aspect, but kind of putting Trump in there. And I'm just like, bro, like, first of all, yeah, you are a citizen. I give you that. But your parents are undocumented. How are you going to be a Trump supporter whether he believed it or not, the first thing that when he first was trying to become president, the first thing that he said was, "Hey, Mexicans, Mexico doesn't send its finest people to the U.S. Blah blah." You know, you remember that speech? I don't remember if you.
I don't know.
He said, "I don't know."
It's he.
But what I'm trying to say is like the opinions are, since everybody has a platform, the opinions are out there so much that it's kind of like it's easier to fight and kind of pull something up a little bit more than they probably should.
Yeah, like I get that, but it just, I don't know, man. It just seems so, I can't even wrap my head around it because it just seems so far gone. Like, I'm trying to remember where I heard it, and I can't even remember now. Where it seems like the most united that the country ever was the day after 9/11.
Right, yeah.
100%. There was more of the country being united at that time than who knows when, at least since I've been alive.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like, America number one, fuck yeah, you know, we are, you know, we are going to get through this. Everybody was. I have, you know, but then you have that weird pocket of conspiracy theorists who are always going to be crazy. I mean, they're the ones who try to run into Area 51 like like the ninjas with the arms behind their back while they're running. I mean, it's just.
Well, I think it has to do a lot with, I think, I would almost say like the shock value, you know what I mean? Like, so 9/11 happened. We're shocked, and obviously we're definitely trying to get over it. But it's kind of like, look to me, it's like looking around, right? So who's gonna be the first one to talk about it in a negative way, maybe, possibly? So if you look at COVID, right? So when COVID first started, or like when it first kind of hit the U.S. a little bit more, most people, maybe you're think differently, but most people, we're almost all on board. I mean, as far as like that goes, like, hey, so you know, let's try to stay home and try not to, you know, get infected, blah blah. Because first of all, we didn't know much about it. You know, we kind of heard like, hey, this, you know, this thing is killing lots of people. You can get super sick, but you know, we don't know, blah blah. But
yeah.
But then all of a sudden, people started getting sick, and they're like, well, you know, he or she didn't die, and you know, I know plenty of people who haven't died, and so all of a sudden, like, comes out, and like, well, you know, like, it's a hoax and blah blah. You know what I mean? So I think it's kind of that shock value, pretty much. What I'm saying.
Yeah. It just no. I don't know. It just I'm so thrown by. I don't know. There are times I feel like the united part should be taken out of. Out of what we call ourselves, we should just be called the States of America, because in no sense, at least for me in particular, and I'm sure there's some red-blooded Americans that probably disagree, and, you know, whatever. You're entitled to disagree. I don't feel united with my country at all.
No, it's very, you know, the way I look at it is kind of like very, not racially, but definitely white and black type of deal. You know, where it's cause now politically it's like red versus blue. You know what I mean? Mm. It's always, it's kind of like that. If you're a Republican, you're a fucking racist, and then if you're a Democrat, you're a crybaby. You know,
snowflake.
There you go. Snowflake doesn't know his gender.
I hate the fact that something as beautiful as a snowflake has gotten turned into an insult. It's like, know, right? I personally having grown up in Michigan and have dealt with snow my entire life. I love watching especially big snowflakes come out of the sky. That's great. And then some Cheeto head dude had to go and make that an insult. You ruined snow for me.
Do you remember, well, I don't know how you did it, but when I was in, you know, school, we used to make snowflakes out of, or
yeah, like you fold the paper up, yeah. And yeah. Shit, I still do that. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So don't you go anywhere.
This the Warehouse Rats. It's the Warehouse Rats.
And we're back. Thank you for that lovely ad, Mr. Josh and Ricardo and Micah. Thank you for paying the bills. Now that we're back, today I want to talk to you about some Brody talk. Okay. No, I have this very interesting thing that I was thinking about today, right? So today what happened is somebody passed away that was in the realm of the conservative realm, and it was brought to my attention. I thought about it different ways, right? So this guy by the name of Rush Limbaugh,
Limbaugh passed away?
Yeah.
No way. Yep. Holy shit, I totally missed that.
Yep. He passed away today. Yeah. I heard Rush a long time ago. Not didn't hear his program, whatever, but I just heard just controversies that he's had and stuff like that. So, let me give you some moments that he's had that were controversial. So, this is a comment that was made on his radio show. When a gay person turns his back on you, it is anything but an insult. It's an invitation. Right? So that was a little controversial. So he was kind of known to be a little bit homophobic and, you know, racist and pretty much everything that embodies a person of, I'll say like a person of hate, right? This one's actually kind of weird. I mean, not weird, but definitely out there. It says, I think it's time to get rid of this whole National Basketball Association, which also NBA, and call it the TBA, the Thug Basketball Association, and stop calling them teams, call them gangs. So, getting a little context behind it, this was in response in 2004. It was a big ass brawl between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons. So from what I remember, it wasn't too much between them. It was actually between the Indiana Pacers. I think one of the guys got into it with the fans. If I'm not mistaken, this is a long time ago. So,
right.
So he kind of said that based on that event. I mean, it was a big ass fucking fight. Like if I remember it, like it was yesterday. I guess not that good because I can't remember.
No.
what else? See, so, this other one, this last one.
Mm-hmm.
Look it. Let me put it to you this way. The NFL all too often looks like a game between Bloods and Crips without any weapons. There, I said it. That's a quote. That was a comment that he had made on his radio program in 2007. So.
During a time where you could make comments like that and not get fired.
Well, I guess yes and no. I guess the only thing that I would say on that is because he is on the very conservative radio, so it's like
who fucking cares?
Well, I mean, they say nowadays, even like if you look at Fox, I mean, they're saying a lot of shit too. But the only difference is like they don't really care too much. I mean, it's like, eh.
Mm.
So he has a lot of them. I think he had obviously because
he doesn't have any more.
he had this little segment that was called let me see if I can find it. Let's see here. It had to do something with Barack Obama, right? Oh,
dude, I worked the place I was working shortly after Obama got first elected. One of the guys I worked with, he was all about political radio. And for however long Rush Limbaugh's thing was on in the afternoon, we listened to it. So for months, I had to listen to Rush Limbaugh every single day.
That's crazy.
Dude, the stuff he would go off about Obama was just so out of left field. So like most of those days, I remember going home so angry because I had to hear this guy bitch and moan about how this this new president's ruining his country and everything. But then it just so happens when people complain about Trump ruining their country, they're considered snowflakes. And right. It's like, okay. Isn't that interesting how that works?
So I guess I can't find it right now, but it had to do like he had a segment where like he did like reenactment and they call it Obama like the magical Negro or something like that. It was way out there. You know what I mean? It was just crazy, ridiculous. So pretty much what I'm saying is like this guy, he passed away today, and even though I do feel I've always had like a little bit of this, I guess in a sense like trying to put myself in their family's shoes. But you know what? Yeah. I mean, he was a father. I'm assuming he was a grandfather, possibly. Brothers, you know, he was probably a brother, uncle, blah blah, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, should people feel any type of remorse or is he off limits to talk about because he, you know, honestly, he was a person who, whether it was for his own ratings or whether he actually thought what he said.
Oh, fuck no. Absolutely, people should be able to talk about him. Like sympathies to his family, 100%.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Anytime anybody loses their life, whether it's disease, accidents, doesn't matter. Anytime somebody dies, at least to me, that sucks. You know, I may not have agreed with him in any aspect, but I feel bad that he died. That right. does suck. But guess what? You're dead. That doesn't mean I'm just not going to talk about you. Like, Ricardo, for an example, if you were to die tomorrow,
right?
Chances are I'd probably keep talking about you. I mean, should I not talk about you just because you're dead?
Now, see, it's kind of hard for me to say because, right, so this is the only reason I say that because now I'm thinking about it a little bit more, and I'm thinking about how, what about good people? Like, what if somebody agrees with somebody or disagrees with somebody who was considered a good person? You know what I mean? Like, is he off limits to talk about in a bad way, or is he still... is he still fair game?
Well, let me answer your question with a question. Why would they be off limits in general? Just because they died?
Well,
can we talk about people to make it a little more simpler? Say you're talking with a group of people and one person goes up and goes to the bathroom and they're in there for a long time. You realize, hey, they're either masturbating or taking a shit. So when they come back, Can you talk about them pooping?
Say it again.
Okay. If somebody goes to the bathroom and you know they go take a royal dump.
Okay.
They come back. Is it inappropriate to talk about them pooping?
Oh. I mean, I guess it depends on it depends on how cool you are with them, right? Because I think it's, I wouldn't say it's inappropriate, but it's definitely a little awkward and a little untasteful, maybe, possibly.
Just because it's poop?
Yeah, so I guess everybody poops, right? So that's, you know, we read a book in school, right? Everybody poops. But
you're a Catholic. So you read the, that's concentrated evil coming out of the back of you.
Yes. By that, I also want to say that today's Ash Wednesday, even though it's not, I'm not that Catholic. Yes, there you go. Thank you.
I say, what are you giving up for Lent?
You know, my sister asked me the same question, and I just said to myself, like, I don't know. I haven't given up anything in a while, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I used to.
You're going
to
give up the ladies, aren't you?
Yeah, for sure. I'll give them up for sure. I don't know. I think that it's a weird season, to be honest.
Okay.
Now, I guess I haven't really looked into it too much as far as like the whole, what the concept behind Lent is. Mm-hmm. Even though I do remember a little bit, but what I'm saying though is like, there is a conspiracy of what I heard that, one of the reasons that Catholics cannot eat meat on Fridays during Lent was because there was a abundance of fish during that period where a lot of these fishermen wanted to drive up their sales. Mm-hmm. So they decided to say, hey, on Fridays, meat is forbidden, but fish is not, or seafood.
So it's a market conspiracy mixed in with Catholicism?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, it makes a little sense to me, to be honest, but I think it's probably not true, but, you know.
Well, no, I mean, like, if it's something that works, then, you know, why? But we're getting off track here.
Sorry, yeah, right,
we're talking about people pooping, okay? Uh-huh. Okay, so here's the thing, though.
Here's the thing.
Is talking about somebody pooping only weird because the person is there to talk about it? So if somebody dies, but they're not there to talk about their death, then why would it be weird?
I just think that the ability for somebody to defend themselves, in a sense, you know, whether it's so.
What does it matter? You're dead. You don't give a shit. like if I were to die, I couldn't care what anybody said to me or said about me.
But here's the thing. Hashtag. Right? I guess my whole problem with it would probably be just because if you sincerely feel bad for the loved ones of the deceased, you do not want to, in a sense, kind of defame their legacy, or, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of like make it worse. Insult the memory, pretty much. So one thing that comes to mind right now is just kind of like, even though politically, there was John McCain, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with him, even though he was on the opposite side of what I believe, I felt like he was a very honorable person based on like just a little bit that I seen in the later years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a lot of his own people on that side were kind of like, even after he passed away, kind of not making fun of him, but just kind of like disrespecting his legacy. You know, he was a soldier, and he was, you know, kind of like the little thing that, or the comment that Trump had made, something about like, I like people who don't get caught, you know, which is like, okay, that's kind of fucked
people
up.
People who get captured are losers or
But even after he passed away, like, still kind of some of these Trumpsters were like having a lot of negative things to say about him. He's like, bro, like, he's dead. Just let it be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I get it. But at the same time, it's like, no offense, but if you're dead, that doesn't mean that you're completely off limits. One, you can't get canceled because you're dead. So it doesn't fucking matter. Right. Your feelings aren't, like, your family members might get their feelings hurt, but your feelings aren't going to get hurt because you're dead. Okay. To me, after you die, the world keeps spinning.
Yeah, that's true.
So life is going to keep going the way it always has and it always will. So when you die, to think that you can't talk about that person because they're dead is like, it's like, why? Because I owe something to them? I mean, I've never met Rush Limbaugh or any of his family and everything like that. It's like, mm-hmm. And again, my sympathies to them. However, I disagree with a lot of his views and opinions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna like email them terrible terrible Photoshop pictures of him and stuff like that. I mean, that's one thing. But when you're simply having conversations, like whether they're positive or not, is a whole different thing. Like if you go out of your way to be an asshole, then yeah, there's a problem. But if you're just having conversation, what the fuck does it matter?
Now let me ask you this. Kind of going back to that 9/11 thing. How long before you can talk about certain individuals before it's disrespectful in a sense? You know, you got this little grace period where you're like, you kind of look at, for example, 9/11. Mm-hmm. Comedians didn't touch that 9/11 for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder who broke that mold first, where like, hey, you know, make a 9/11 joke and it's funny but not. You know, it's almost like politically incorrect. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's, you know, how long before you can talk about somebody? It's like what we always say, like, oh, too soon.
I think it's all about context, how that's being used. I saw a bit with a comedian. There's this famous photo during 9/11, and I'm probably going to fuck up the name. Pretty sure it's called The Falling Man, where it is this image of this guy falling from the towers. But the description of this photo was somebody saying about how, and I don't know how you look at peace while falling to your death, but that's how somebody had said, they like this person, even though they knew that this was it, they looked like they weren't panicking. They were almost very acceptant of it and stuff like that. And so, and I've seen this picture a million times, and honestly, it gives me goosebumps every time I see it. I saw a comedian do a bit about this specifically. And I'm trying to remember the joke now. Like, I kind of felt bad because, like, the joke itself, if you detach yourself from it, was humorous.
Right.
But again, it was in bad taste. Which somebody like, well, you can't think that way. And it's like, well, yes, I can, because that's what I think. So fuck you guys, because, you know, whatever. And so to anybody, it's going to be too soon. Like, chances are somebody could drop a joke about Lincoln saying that going to the theater would be like getting shot in the head. You know, somebody would be like, whoa, that's so out of line. It's like, dude, it was like over 100 years ago. Fucking get over it already. You know, so, I mean, it's always going to be too soon.
Yeah, I guess it triggers somebody. You know what I mean? Like maybe they had a family member that, I'm making an assumption. Let's just say they had a family member that kind of passed or died the same way or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be something like that, or they genuinely love Lincoln or, you know. So, I mean, honestly, like, I was joking around with a coworker today about Mr. Trump, about how. I can't remember what the joke was, but I was snuck it in there, how he lost, and I was like, wait, too soon? And he just started like, obviously he took it very well, but at the same time he's just kind of saying 2024. I'm just like, all right, 2024. I was like, you should probably start thinking of some jail jokes because I'm pretty sure he might just be going to jail. Then he started saying about 2024, and I was just like, okay, that's fine.
Fuck no, that dude was acquitted.
But yeah, I guess you're right, though. You asked my question correctly. Or not correctly, but definitely.
There was a right answer.
There was a wrong answer, and there was a right answer. No. But you definitely made a good point, though. Like, as far as, like, it's never going to be a right time for somebody. You know what I mean? Which is definitely weird to think about. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that when we were joking about a certain somebody that kicked some certain somebody.
What?
A certain somebody kicked a certain somebody.
Like,
and they said, at work, somebody kicked somebody and they fell. Oh, okay. Shit.
Right? We're on the same level here.
Yeah. I was like, when is it too soon to make a joke?
My point exactly. We were making jokes that day.
that shit. As soon as I found out, I was like, oh shit. I want to drop a few jokes. Let me kick him to you.
Don't kick him while he's down.
Man, good times, good times.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, that's all I pretty much had for it. I just thought it was kind of... I thought it was something interesting to think about. What, you know, like, in my opinion, it was kind of hard. It's because it was both for me. It was like, you know, one, it was either wrong or right. I was kind of teetering on that wrong or right type of thing.
Yeah.
Where I legit don't feel any sympathy for him in general, like, because he was a hatred person.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's, like you said, I mean, I do feel bad for the family because obviously, you know, they still hurt, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah. I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah. It's, I always feel bad for the loved ones that feel like they've lost somebody. But then at the same time, like, I also feel bad for the individual, especially if they go out not changed. Because then, you know, like, because, all right, let's assume... He was a hateful person. I'm not going to say yes or no to anything like that because then a billion people will disagree with me. It doesn't matter which way.
Right.
So let's say he was a hateful person and it sucks that he went out as a hateful person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a part of me would hope that in the end he'd be like, wow, I fucked up and nobody deserves to get treated that way. That would be my hope, because you can waste so much of your life in hate that you're going to lose it, because especially in America, the fact that there is so much of everybody here,
right?
Everybody, which people are like, well, you know, like, I remember growing up where, And with all due respect, where I grew up, I heard the term, you know, Mexicans were taking the jobs, you know, bullshit like that. But I was just like, they're employed. So what? You're sitting on your porch not working at all. So who's really working now? Whatever.
Right.
I don't understand why people are going to waste their time and energy on hate, because... Mm-hmm. That's going to get you nowhere. If anything, that's going to give you high blood pressure. and for some people, that's bad because it'll kill you. And it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. And it's not worth it.
Now, maybe here's my, I guess, my hypothesis. I was gonna say hypotenuse because I always say hypotenuse just to fuck around, but people don't understand that. I do know that that's not the right term. But anyways, my hypothesis potentially might be is kind of like some people use that, I guess, that hate speech because it does generate views. It generates people who sort of feel that way but don't know, and they kind of get triggered into thinking that even more. So my hypothesis is potentially that he was definitely didn't think that much, but he kind of used that hate machine just to get more listeners. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that he didn't believe it, but I don't mm-hmm. think he believed it to that certain degree that he did.
So it just kind of goes back to the whole like comments that he made and stuff like that. People like at least I would assume that a lot of that would stem from hate. I dislike the word. I dislike the word racist because it's too easy to just say it and that be that. It's hate.
I never say
it. Yeah. Okay. It is. It's hate. You know people who are racists are just hateful people.
I will push back a little bit on that. Just to say
you don't get.
Let me just say one thing. Okay.
Okay.
I don't necessarily think that it's hate. It's the ignorance, right? So. No. I know you're shaking your head, and you're, you know, you got your I would say your sunglasses on.
Sunglasses.
Your glasses are little tinted right now.
Well, yeah, because they're the screen glasses.
I wish I had some of those. But anyways, they dislike somebody that they don't know or understand. So in general, if you lived in a very homogenous place, whether it's, you know, one race or another, right? So let's just say that you're raised in a why are you smiling? let's just say that you're raised in a primarily within your own race, right? So let's just say that you're with the white people and vice versa, you know, like black people. You know, there is a lot of level of misunderstandings and misinterpretations of each other's races, because if they don't grow up with each other to realize that there are a lot more similarities than there are differences,
mm-hmm.
you tend to dwell on those differences and blow them up and let it almost seem like it's hate. But it's just, I don't think it's hate. It's just I don't know you, so I'm going to use those differences to make myself feel better. I don't know. I guess it's hard for me to explain, just like anything else.
Okay.
But that's all I had.
Okay. I'm going to say it's hate because
damn, all that for nothing.
Well, mostly.
Oh, yeah, I got
well, you. Mostly because even the people of the same race are different. And they can even be different enough to work and cause friction. I've met people that way who are whiter than I am, where not even take race out of it. They are so fundamentally different, whether it's morals or what they like, stuff like that, are so different than me that it causes friction. There isn't hate there. Anytime you talk about when people dislike other people because of their skin, it isn't a difference. It's not oh, they're different from me. I dislike them. It is a taught thing. They are taught, I am better than you, so in turn, I'm going to dislike you / hate you, where it comes back to just simple hate. And it's like, again, why waste your time on that?
No, yeah, I definitely understand that part. Yeah, it's more taxing on the mind and the heart if you're hateful. Because I mean, it's very easy to, I don't say love, but it's a lot easier to accept people the way they are and just like, you know what, certain somebody just, you know, they look different than I do and or speak differently than I do or whatever they do differently than you do.
Yeah.
Than to be like, oh, this person does this like that. Well, fuck, I hate this person. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I hate the way they do this. And so I'm not going to like them. I mean, you can hate however they do something or act certain different way. As long as they're not disrespectful to you, you shouldn't be. That shouldn't give you enough energy for you to truly hate the person, you know, or hate the race or their gender or whatever.
I distinctly remember having the conversation with both of my kids, and they are younger. At the time, they were a little younger even still. And just because of current events and things that are going on in the world, I was like, hey, do you know what racism is? And they're like, no, not really. And they said, well, we've heard it before, but, you know, and so I explained to them, like, this is what it is. And I was shocked because of the disbelief in their face. They're like, are you serious? Like, that's a thing? And I was just like, that is a thing. And they're like, that's no. Crazy. Like, and like my son for a little bit thought I was just messing with him. He's like, that's not a thing, Dad. I'm like, no. I'm like, it is. And but like it made me so happy because clearly the one thing I've done right as a parent is that my kids don't care what you look like. They will be your friend. I mean, fuck, they'll be with friends with people they say hello with at Walmart. It doesn't matter. You know, they don't care. They meet you. They love you. That's it. That's all they need. They just need to meet you because they were so in disbelief that people would choose to hate you because of you look different. It was, again, it was probably one of the biggest moments of feeling some sense of accomplishment as a parent, because the fact that they were more offended that people would do that, and almost like to the point where like I had lied to them at some point. They're like, what? Why did you tell us about this? It's like, it's not something you needed to know. I mean, but with how things are, this is something that needs to be brought up. And they just, I just, so
it's kind of one of those things that, you know, goes back to this whole notion or saying that racism is kind of something that's taught, not mm-hmm. natural. It's taught, definitely. Yep.
It's a learned behavior.
It's a learned behavior. There you go. You said it perfectly. Yeah, it's kind of like that hate, for example, right now. One of the things that I see a lot on TikTok right now is like a lot of people are giving like the people from Texas a hard time just because they, you know, they got
snow.
Yeah, they got snow. But, you know, and quite honestly, I've seen some videos where like they're like legit, like their houses are fucking like leaking and shit, and a lot of like their ceiling fans are frozen and shit. I'm like, damn, it's fucked up, man. Yeah. But they're kind of giving them a hard time and just saying like, well, that's what you get for being a red state, blah blah. I'm just dude, it's
yeah, because their political alignment doesn't have anything to do with weather.
Right. Well, you know.
Oh jeez.
You guys, I say hate is a very it's a very hard thing, man, because. Mm. What does that have to do with anything? I mean, I guess there are certain things that they did in the past, supposedly, to kind of give themselves, put themselves in the situation a little bit. But at the end of the day, they're humans, just like us.
So are you saying it's like karma?
I can either.
you can't agree or deny or disagree.
Exactly. But there is something to be said how they say that I didn't even know about this until like recently, where they the power grid, they had their own power grid, so they don't share with any other states. It's their own. But now that the reason from what I heard is that this is all going on, that a lot of people have lost power is because they got their own power grid because it's privatized. So that means that, let's just say that because they don't generally need that much power, a lot of people were sucking so much power that they're like, hey, we don't got that much power, right? So they kind of like cut off people, right? So if they would have been on the national grid, they would have pulled from other different states that don't need that much power, so they can replenish or kind of like subsidize the power for Texas. So yeah, in essence, they kind of fucked up.
Friggin' Texas.
Yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas. But I guess in a lighter note, it's about to get warm over there, so. You know.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Yeah, they'll be all right. It'll be 80 degrees next week, so I'm sure they'll deal with it. Yeah.
I think by Monday it's literally going to be like in the 50s, so.
so flash flooding.
I know, right? That's the next thing that they got to worry about.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Yep, that's all I have today for my segment.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this one has been a sweet one because it's been the OG hosts once again. Like I had mentioned last week, schedules are crazy. Work has been crazy. Family life has been crazy. Just trying to balance it all out has been slightly difficult. So like I said, the stars had aligned this evening, and hopefully they will align more often. So Warehouse Rats is still around. We're still a thing, believe it or not.
Yeah. I mean, we're recorded on a Wednesday night.
Yeah. It's not Friday, because, I mean, if it were Friday, I'd be trashed right now. Well, technically, if it was Friday, I would still be at work.
I'd be getting trashed, but I ran out of alcohol, so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap up episode 20, season 2. It has been great. We will catch you
on the flip side
again. Take it easy.
Peace.